I want you to recognize your position as an intercessor. You are here to prepare the house for God to be able to minister to us. And this morning we're going into what I call virgin territory. Insight in the spirit world that has been held back by satanic forces and by improper operation in the fivefold ministry gifts. So you're going to have to be open to challenge to your brothers and sisters who are not here for prayer. As you receive, it'll open the receiving motions to manifest in the realm of the spirit, not physically, not naturally, not sensically, but in the realm of the spirit. There is a realm. And here why we come to intercede is to produce an atmosphere that realm may flow beyond our physical man, mental man, and soul this realm into our spirit. Very important, very important. This morning you're going to go places that prophetically you've been held back, prophetically, by lack of the prophet ministry, lack of the prophetic realm of the spirit. You know, it's fivefold ministry gifts, right? It's five. And if the prophetic is held back, a lot of action, a lot of insight in the spirit world would not be seen or will not be activated, or you will not be able to get in the flow. So in our prayer this morning, this young lady come and started off praying. We're setting the atmosphere up to hear things we may not have ever heard before. Not only hear it, I want you to have three things here this morning as intercessors to help me. Faith is not only hearing. Faith, real faith, is seeing. All right? So it's three form of spiritual growth you want to have this morning. Seeing, hearing, saying, manifesting. Come on, write that down. Seeing, hearing, saying, and manifesting. Very important. Because what the Spirit of God is going to show you this morning, you're going to start almost a new journey in the Spirit. And it's so needed now because there are so many things coming against the church, coming against the believer, and coming against holiness. You're going to have to be in position. My job as a prophet of God, I'm going to minister as a prophet this morning, to prophetically activate some things in your spirit and in your mind that you can stand your ground no matter what happens. Y'all don't appreciate that? All right. So I need you open this morning so the Holy Ghost is the one who opened us to. I'm going to say something and you'll be listening for it in the service. The Holy Ghost is the only one can open the whole spiritual world to us. But I want to say this for you to be aware of it. The Holy Ghost have a lot of help that we have not talked about. Yes, that's what I said. The Holy Ghost have a lot of help that we have not been letting in. I will reveal those helps this morning from the scriptures. You're not going to be the argument with it. It's going to be so clear. Pray along the line that prophetic activation is going to take place in your life this morning. And you will be a prophetic Christian. Very few. Prophetic scriptures as Christian. Now, from those, I'm trying to close, but from those four, it's changing your position this morning. I don't want you only here hearing, but I want you to permit the Holy Spirit to open your eyes that you could see what I say this morning. And then, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then you will be ready to decree it.
Yes, sir.
As your rightful rights. In the supernatural realm. Come on. In the supernatural realm. Yeah, we're not going to have no natural service yet this morning. You follow what I'm saying? It's a supernatural realm that the Father wants us in. I feel his presence now. That he want us in. You understanding what I'm saying? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So prepare to hear differently, to talk differently, and to live differently. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now some powerful things are going to come through you this morning. Powerful. I mean powerful. But they're not going to do you any good if you're not ready for it. All right? All right. Let me say it this way. We're going to pray this morning. Let me say it this way. Regular is over. Every one of you are going to be able to function different just this one day. That's how powerful the spirit world is. When you talk about, and you wrote the word down, prophetic activation. Yeah, not pastoral, prophetic activation. All right? I'm trying to. The Holy Spirit want to drop live insights into you with promotion written on it. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So as you're praying in the Spirit, just stay open. Come on, child, who it is. Write this down. And I want you to write it down seriously. I want you to see these words, that they are very, very important. Because the Holy Spirit just spoke it to me while we're praying. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. This is a realm that the Father am to take you in, and he's asking you personally, don't be left out. That means you got to, I can't do it by myself. You got to put some effort. You got to use your faith. You got to use your faith and your mouth, and believe there is always a higher realm. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left out. And I heard it clear just now. The Holy Spirit spoke in my heart. He said, tell them, write down and make sure, don't be left out. So let's pray about that as we pray for ourselves and for those who are on the way, physically those on the way on the line. A thousand of people will be here this morning. Let's pray that nobody be left out. Now, recognize that what is on the board is prophetic. You need to get it all down so you can watch for the potentials to start manifesting in your life as you move on the prophetic revelation. In other words, things that you needed to be changed, things that you saw that was belonging to you, but you can't seem to get them to manifest. These prophetic words with the prophetic activation and the prophetic anointing that's going to rest on your life this morning will enable you to bring, not to be left out. I would not be left out. I'm stepping on in, and your potentials, plural, are an adventure. Other words, listen very carefully. You're being put in a position to enjoy God more. And when you enjoy God, God will begin to enjoy you. And when God begin to enjoy you, look out. You become special. If you become special in God's eye because of your respect for him, blessing will flow from every angle. He not only wants you to be blessed, but he wants you to be a blessing. And so get ready for prophetic adventures. Write that down. Prophetic adventures being prophesied over you that must come to pass if you yield to them. In other words, children, I want y'all to start living prophetic lives. Lives that comes through all the time with the blessing and the backing of God. Wow. 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 I want you to hear in the spirit, not hear in the flesh. Are you following me? Remember, all your potentials are supernatural, meaning they cannot be stopped unless you get in the way. So I think you should add to it, I'm getting out of the way. And then let the spirit flow. See the flesh flowing too much. The senses flowing too much. Your mind is flowing too much. You want to make adjustment. Oh, hallelujah. I can't hardly take it. You want to make adjustment that the spirit can flow and adjust your mind. You follow what I'm saying? Take over your flesh. Spirit, take over your flesh. Spirit, take over your mind. Spirit, take over your time. I hear the Spirit of God say, we have too many agendas. Put me first and I'll take care of everything else. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to know, I'm trying to close. I know we got. I want you to know that we no longer will have regular church. The apostolic and the prophetic is upon us. And so many divine insights you have not seen as a Christian are about to come your way. But here's what the Spirit of God says to me to say to you. Be available. Be available. The things that do not sound good are the better for you. Because, see, your physical man try to cut the mind and mouth of God off and make you regular. I've been to church. No, no, you need to leave here flying. And then try to say, I forgot my car. Come back and get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're gonna make up what I can say. You're gonna make up the atmosphere this morning. You hear praying. See, the one who praying. You when the others come, you're gonna have to have the atmosphere already set. And their flesh is not gonna cut nothing off. And so with your anointing, you're gonna get them out of the flesh, they're gonna get in the spirit with you. You see, but you got to be listening. I don't know what all God gonna say here this morning. But I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
Don't be left out. And then you make. Yeah, thank you. Say it. Say it like you mean it. Now, again, I repeat to you, we have our first service now. You have a lot of potentials that are unused because not only the prophet prophetical, you have prophetic potentials on the inside of you. You've been held back by looking at men too much and not looking strong enough at God. And so you've been cut out of your prophetic potential, thinking only the prophet got it. Y'all don't want it. Y'all don't see, y'all scared. No, you got prophetic potentials in you where you can prophesy over your life and it'll come to pass just like you said it. Are you going to be left out?
No.
Are you open up now. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There are some things you're not going to pray about it anymore. You're going to prophesy. You already prayed. Prophesy. Prophesy means speak live words over the situation. Or speak resurrected word over the situation. Words that can't be held on, words that can't be denied. Resurrected word. Write that down. You never heard that. Prophetic words. Life quickening words. Words that do not have no respect for no situation. Y'all better hear. Words that have no respect for no situation. You're going to begin to control your life from a prophetic standpoint. Thus said the Lord. And I'm saying the same thing. In the same power. Your expectation for miracles increased this morning. You're not a beggar. You're blessed. Stop begging. Stop begging God. God said, get up from there. Stop begging me. Walk in my blessing that I have already provided for you. So instead of asking me for it, instead of asking me for it, thank me for it. Let me close. Do not let your eyes run your life no more. What are you saying? See beyond what your eyes see. There's so much potential in this room. So many of y'all have gifts that have not been stirred up yet. I'm going to keep hearing these words. Enjoyment potentials. Get your joy back. Don't let the traffic block you. Traffic of religious, traffic of cultures that are not doing the right thing and disrespecting God. They're coming up, but this is a last day revelation. The Bible told us they're coming. But you just going to be stronger than them. And that's what the prophetic is all about. That's what you're going to be activated this morning in a prophetic anointing. That places you used to stop, you're going to keep walking. Are you all listening?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can't be no Sunday school child up here this morning. Your ABCs in the spirit are over. You got to get the whole alphabet of the spirit. And when you get through with the whole alphabet of the spirit, it pronounced that you are supernatural. I said you are supernatural. I ain't asked you nothing about your shortcoming. I ain't say about your shortcoming. I say you're supernatural. Your shortcoming is something you have not let the supernatural handle yet. But the more you get prophetical, you're going to start letting the supernatural handle your shortcoming. Hallelujah. I got to close. Don't think you don't have the potential. Don't set up in here and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and think that you don't have the potential to handle what the Lord going to say to us this morning. It's on the inside of you. And I'm hearing these words. Please get your joy back. Let the Holy Spirit flush all stagnation in your life. Get your joy back. Don't just be singing these songs. Believe them. Get in there with the praise. They're prepping you. Are you following me? Said they're walking here. Oh, Lord, Pastor preaching already. All right. All right. All right.